You have joined us here on Mars Bar, brought to you by Eternal Affairs Truth Radio and eternalaffairsmedia.com, with conservative radio host and recovering Californian, now residing in the red state of Texas, introducing Marcy Latimer.
And thank you so much for joining me here on Mars Bar on this Sunday, May 14th, 2022. Again, I am your host, Marcy Latimer. I appreciate you tuning in and joining me here just to listen to what is going on in the world. It is a crazy world out there, I gotta tell you. But first, I always want to say thank you again for visiting us. You can always check us out at eternalaffairsmedia.com. Please consider dropping a donation, clicking on a sponsored link, or becoming a patron to support our shows. Always God bless. And of course, put God first. That's always what I say. If you put God first, everything else will follow. I always like to start with a prayer. And I'm just going to say a very simple one today. If you are not already proclaiming Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, and you want to proclaim Him as your Lord, Jesus Christ and Savior, and live an eternal life, all you really have to do is say, "Dear Lord, come into my heart. I repent of my sins, and I make you my Lord and Savior. Amen." That's all that you really have to do, and He will forgive you of all of your sins. That's why Christ died for our sins here on earth, so we can live for eternity and live a pure life, putting Him first. So I just want to say that. Amen. It's never too late, never too late. I just want you to know, so much is going on. It's crazy. We have had quite a week. I just think the craziest things, I know last week I talked about the leak, of course, as we all know, that happened in the Supreme Court for the Roe versus Wade decision and just the comments that are made. And of course, since then, people have gone berserk. I mean, they were actually on Sunday of my last show, apparently a lot of people were outside of Catholic churches and they were targeting them, especially just really going crazy outside of the churches as though that's going to make the abortion. I'm talking about the pro-abortion people. I'm not going to say pro-choice because I'm going to say what they are. It's pro-murder. That is what it is. That's my belief. And I am for the sanctity of life. I am pro-life. I'm proud of it. And I'm just going to say I pray for the babies and for their lives and for their livelihood because they don't have a voice. And they are lives inside the womb. And as a mother, I will say I know this for fact. I talk to my babies inside my womb. So they were my babies from the get-go. And I was a mom even before I gave birth. So, you know, this is just something I can't believe any mother would be outside churches or courthouses or whatever it may be, even outside of these Supreme Court judges' homes. They are outside of their homes in the last week going crazy. And it's going to continue. And they are picketing outside of their homes, the privacy of their homes. And I mean, this is just insanity. They're trying to persuade the judges that killing an infant is acceptable and okay. And they want them to be persuaded that it's about women's healthcare. No, this is not about healthcare. It is not. It's actually about good versus evil. This has gotten to the point where this is really about good versus evil. And that is my belief. And I have the right to my belief. And I think it's sad. And I'm going to continue to pray for the babies. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to continue to pray for the babies. And I'm going to continue to pray that people see what this is really in regards to. And it's just sad. And I'm going to say this. This is the fight between good and evil. Woe unto them that call evil good and good evil, that put darkness for light and light for darkness, that put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. That's Isaiah 5:20. I say, save the babies and pray. And that's all we really can do at this point. But if you feel the right to, you know, you want to be in a position where you speak out against it, great, do so. But the people who are picketing outside and they're protesting outside of these places and they're calling it women's health care, that they're fighting for women's health care, they need to actually have the blinders lifted off of their eyes. That is my belief. They don't really understand what this is about, apparently. Also, there is just a very interesting, I think this is actually pretty fascinating. There is a website called abortionsurvivors.org. And this is regarding people who have actually survived abortions. These are people who are living today to tell how they are alive because their mother did not have a successful abortion. It's pretty amazing and miraculous. There are stories here that I find fascinating. I think that it's just really interesting. I always said when I do this show, I like to put information out there. So this is something that if you're interested in seeing, if you're interested in reading about, please do so. This is the website. It's called abortionsurvivors.org. And I think that when people read these stories, if they're on the fence about this whole pro-life thing or pro-choice, if you want to call it that, but I call it pro-murder, I think that you'll hear or you'll see some of these stories and perhaps you know somebody who's on, you know, very liberal and perhaps thinking it's about women's healthcare. I think if they read these stories, I think they may just change their minds. But that is just an opinion. But I think it's quite fascinating. And these people, to me, they're miracles. And you know what? They're here for a reason. And God put them here for a reason. So what a great, great success story just to hear from people like that who have survived. All right. So crazy things. Also, these are people who are picketing and protesting for women's rights. Wait, hold on. Let's think about this. This is the liberal. These are the liberal lunatics. I'm sorry. I have to just say it like it is. They're liberal lunatics. These are people who couldn't even say what a woman is. They couldn't. Oh my goodness. This is that you can't even make this stuff up. I mean, they couldn't define the word woman. Yet now they're saying this is for women's rights. Wait, what? You tell me, how does that make sense? There is no common sense to this at all. So I find it very interesting that they could actually go out there and say, we're fighting for women. Well, wait a minute. What is a woman? Oh, well, we can't define the word woman. Okay, does that make any bit of sense at all? No, it does not. But that's the liberal lunacy of it all. All right. There. Speaking of which, Matt Walsh, he's put out a movie. It's coming up June 1st. It's called What is a Woman? And I think I saw the trailer and I thought, wow, that's pretty cool. That's really good. He's doing a lot of interviews on it. And he, you know, goes up and basically talks to people who believe that they can't define the word woman. And yet they think they're for women. I mean, it's so confusing. And I think it just kind of screams hypocrisy. And he's basically showing it to be exactly that. So he is going to be having this movie come out June 1st, once again, called What is a Woman? You can look it up if you want. But I think it'll be very interesting to watch that. And I think people, again, need to have the veil lifted off their eyes. They need to really think about what they're doing here. And I think that's going to be pretty cool to see that. They're also, of course, oh my gosh, the last week, sadly, the top news story, of course, baby formula shortage across the nation. And the sad thing is people who, again, this is for babies. Wait a minute. We're fighting for babies' lives. Yet the babies who are living here in the United States, they don't care about, apparently, because they don't even have baby formula on the shelves. Okay. This administration has put America last because Congresswoman from Florida, Kat Kamick, she went out, she had pictures of this from the Border Patrol of pallets of baby formula, pallets and a ton of it sent to the border. So the border crisis is real. They're giving what should be for Americans. I'm sorry, but it's the truth. When we're talking about America first, we need to continue this America first agenda if we want our America to thrive, just like we did under President Trump. And we love all babies, but unfortunately, the ones that are south of the border, that is the responsibility of that country, not ours. See, and yet our country is sending them the baby formula. So they have a ton for their babies. And our own legal citizens here in the United States do not have formula to feed their babies. Does this, again, is anything making sense? I don't think so. None of this makes sense, but this is what the Democrats are about. They are not common sense, and they have no answers. They have no answers when they're asked in press conferences and what have you. It's so sad to see it. It's really sad, but this is what's happening. So we just have to give it up to God and just pray that everything will work out. And I believe that He is, again, He is shining a light on the deception, and He's shining a light on the corruption in the government. And He, if we just turn to Him, we just need to continue and continue in this fight to save our country. We have to save our country. And this is just getting out of hand. It's just really bad. All right. So the other thing, oh my gosh, I wanted to kind of hit on this, speaking of being a parent, because we want to, you know, take care of our kids here in the United States. And of course, all kids need to be taken care of by their parents. But something just kind of was unsettling. I think if you're a parent of a teenager, and I just happen to be, by the way, there is a show out on HBO. It's called Euphoria. Okay. Now, I've never seen any bit of it. I have no idea. I will say this. My own teenager has mentioned it, made a comment about Euphoria is the top rated show on HBO streaming services or whatever. He says it's the number one show. Everybody's talking about it. It's a huge trend. It's so popular. Okay. So I didn't think anything of it. And then, you know, we don't watch it anyway, but I'm just making a point, people, because if you are a parent, you want to be vigilant, okay, of what's going on and what they're seeing and what they're talking about. And I just happened to come across a video last night on Facebook. It was for Lady MAGA, and I love her. She's great. It's Ryan. Ryan, if you're not familiar with Lady MAGA USA, is great. He really just such a nice guy. His real name's Ryan, and he dresses in, you know, drag, but it's really cute and just for fun. And he is, by the way, he's completely against the whole puberty blockers and all that. And he talks about it. I just want you to know he's great. He's got a lot of wonderful things. In fact, you could go to his website if you're interested. You could learn more about him at LadyMAGAUSA.com. And he says, identity politics destroy us. We are all Americans. We must unite to save our country. And I agree with that wholeheartedly. And he's so nice. He's out of Utah. He's a great guy. And he was Latter-day Saints. I mean, he was a missionary himself. I mean, he talks about being Mormon. He talks about how that affected him in life and everything else. But anyway, he was talking about exposing these shows and the evil counterparts of what's happening and being pushed upon kids. And this show apparently is glamorizing drug use, pedophilia, and prostitution in young kids or teenagers, you know, specifically because they're trying to get the younger crowd to watch this. And this is something we need to be very vigilant about. And he said there is show information if you're interested in knowing about what your teenagers are watching or anything that is something that you've heard being, you know, talked about maybe with your own kids or whatever, or just maybe you're a teacher, maybe you've heard your kids who you teach talk about or whatever it might be. But you need to be very vigilant about what they're talking about, what they're watching, and what they're interested in, and what they're talking about. So this show is just one of many, I'm sure, that's being pushed upon kids, the youth of society. That's just really evil. And there is information if you go to vigilantcitizen.com. And this shows a lot of the things that are being talked about, the current events, pop culture, I should say, pop culture shows or movies or videos or music or whatever it may be. So take a look at this. I looked at the site. It's called The Vigilant Citizen. But you go to vigilantcitizen.com, VigilantCitizen.com, vigilantcitizen.com. Check it out. And they really have a lot of information about highly symbolic recruitment videos. They're talking about psyops. They're talking about Illuminati. You know, I mean, there are a lot of crazy things. And just things like this, this show, the trends that kids are being exposed to very early on. And yeah, that could be called also Disney, by the way. Disney's part of it. So a lot of these kids, in fact, who are in these shows, such as Euphoria, are Disney or former Disney stars. So Zendaya apparently stars in this one. And it's just sounds really disgusting. It's not something that you would want your children to see, I believe. So I would say definitely take a look at that. Go to vigilantcitizen.com if you want to learn more. But that is something that he said you'd want to keep your kids away from. It sounds very evil. So I want you to know this. And, you know, they're trying to get our kids exposed to so many things. I mean, can you imagine if you're even younger than a teenager? I mean, some of these kids are younger and they're being exposed. So just, you know, letting you know as a parent, I think you're all probably wanting to be aware of what's happening and what's being pushed down your kids' throats. It's not good by society. All right. And the other thing I just want to tell you, oh, something exciting, very exciting. I think we mentioned it last week, and I wanted to tell you there is opportunity for you to win My Pillows. And we talked about winning. There's a giveaway for two My Pillows, but now we've decided at Eternal Affairs Media to give away four. So very exciting. Two winners will receive two pillows each. So now you get a chance to win two pillows at random, giving away four My Pillows to two random winners. And all you have to do, it's very easy to enter, just so you know, subscribe to our Telegram channel at t.me/EAMediaOnline. And that's on the Telegram channel. And comment on the latest post there with the word Eternal, capital E-T-E-R-N-A-L. You must not be an associate with EA Truth Media. You must not have previously been a recipient of one of our giveaways. And you can only enter this giveaway once. But someone will reach out to you to obtain your information. And after your entry, if we can't reach you, you'll forfeit your entry. But just so you know, this is an exciting opportunity to win My Pillows. And we love Mike Lindell. He's courageous in the fight to bring transparency to election fraud in the 2020 election. As you know, our exciting news, of course, is that we're upping the ante to not just two pillows, but four pillows. And that means two winners still, but they each get two. So that's exciting. If you don't have his pillows already, it's very cool because they're excellent and they give you comfort while you sleep. And I have the My Pillows. My whole family does. We also have the Giza Dream Sheets, and we love them, and we have the towels, and I just keep looking forward to more Mike Lindell's products. So My Pillow products, you can go to Eternal if you do want to buy anything. You can get up to 66% off. Support Mike Lindell as well as Eternal Affairs Media by using promo code Eternal today, E-T-E-R-N-A-L, capital, and you could always call 1-800-795-5993. So those are things to do. EternalAffairsMedia.com. You could also go to MyPillow.com/Eternal. That's another way to get up to 66% off if you're interested. And I definitely recommend it. And I love Mike Lindell. And you know what? Another thing I want you to know, because I know a lot of people are in crisis or they know somebody who's had some crisis going on. It's been a tough, especially couple of years with COVID closures and everything. And I think a lot of people's mental breakdowns, you know, have come to fruition, and it's very unfortunate. And I mean, we just saw what happened to Naomi Judd, and God rest her soul. And you know, she was dealing with mental illness, and sadly, she lost her life to suicide, and so sad. And I think if you, even if it's not mental, if it's not about that depression or whatever, but maybe you know somebody who needs help breaking addiction, whatever it may be. I read Mike Lindell's books, and he's fantastic. And I will recommend his recovery network. He has, it's called LindellRecoveryNetwork.org. And I want you to go to that if you know anybody or if you know yourself that you need help breaking an addiction. So he can help, and he's fantastic, and he has testimony to overcoming that addiction. So LindellRecoveryNetwork.org. And I hope that helps you or brings help to somebody else that you may know. But I think it's very important that we put the word out and do things like this and help others who are needing help before it's too late. So I just want to say thank you for that. And God bless Mike Lindell. God bless him. He is amazing. I just love it. The other thing that's going on before I leave is I wanted to say there's another website that I want to put out that I love to give the information out. Go to stopthewho.com, stop the who, and you have to do capital W, capital H, capital O. It's for the World Health Organization. Former Congresswoman who ran for president, actually, Michelle Bachmann. She is making rounds on media platform talking about what's going to happen May 22nd to 28th. She says a lot of people don't know about this. They're hiding it from the a lot of people that are working in office, but she's aware that they're trying to get, this administration is trying to push the World Health Organization to take over our healthcare here in the United States. And this is one step closer to socialism or really communism. And it's very frightening. So she says you need to go to stopthewho.com. And if you have any questions about that, Michelle Bachmann can be found at mbachmann.com. With two N's, mbachmann at regent.edu. If you have any questions, she said, go ahead and email her. She would be willing to explain everything, but check it out. And it's definitely worth talking about because we do not want to become a communist country. We want to keep our freedoms here in the United States, and we need to fight every stretch of the word, and we need to get the word out. So we do not want the WHO taking over. And Michelle Bachmann, of course, she's a woman of God, and she's actually the dean of Regent University. And that's a great university. If you're looking for a university to get your kid into, perhaps who's looking to the college years, that will not be indoctrinating the kids with horrible leftist ideology, I would definitely recommend Regent University. So she's fantastic and has a lot of good information there as well. Again, I love to get the information out, and I appreciate you joining me here. So I hope anything that I've said today has helped you, and I appreciate those who have entered my messages. I thank you very much. I messed up your email. Somebody wrote him, IZ. Hi, how are you doing? Thank you for joining me here. Chris Wilson, thank you so much. Aw, thank you for saying bless me. I say bless you. And I appreciate that. I thank you very much, and peace to you as well. And may God just be with you, and put God first, and everything else will follow. And we love Trump, by the way. Yes, we do. Oh, and Ultra MAGA. That's the other thing. That fraud in the White House, Clueless Joe, he now has claimed that Ultra MAGA people are to be the most fearful of, yeah, in American history. I'm sorry, what? This is getting insane because we like to actually put Americans first. Oh, heaven forbid. So you know what I'm going to say? Great. I will proudly say that I am Ultra MAGA. Thank you. So President Trump, still my president. All right. 2,000 mules proves it. Yes, they do. And Mike Lindell keeps proving it. Yeah, that 2020 election was stolen. Absolutely. And 100%, we're going to come to that one day. And I can't wait for that day to really unfold for the left to see that what they did is wrong, and they're going to be punished for what they did for stealing the election. Thank you very much. God bless, and have a great day. All right. Thank you.